When I left San Francisco back in 98, the first tech boom was just taking hold. The area here, right outside AT&T Park at the corner of 3rd and King, it was pretty much deserted, except for a few dance clubs. When I came back a few years later, everything was different. Instead of old warehouses and abandoned lots, this was a whole new neighborhood called South Beach. Today, the transformation that began with the ballpark is accelerating south along 3rd Street, right along the T-Train line. First stop, Mission Bay. There are two brand new luxury developments, plans for a high-end hotel. Oh, and the Golden State Warriors, they just bought a big plot of land here to build their new arena. Let's keep going south. There's a new UCSF hospital rising at 16th and 3rd. Between here and 24th, more than 1,000 apartments with street-level bars, restaurants, and retail are somewhere between breaking ground and people moving in. And then there's nothing. Just like South Beach back in the day. Industrial warehouses, auto body shops, truck routes, few people, no homes. Finally, we reached the Bayview District, 3rd and Gerald, an intersection with one foot in the past and one in the future. On one side, there's a combination KFC Taco Bell and an old Baptist church. On the other, there's the new All Good Pizza and a nonprofit co-founded by Steve Jobs' widow, Loreen Powell Jobs. This is what I've been searching for, a place just barely ahead of the tide of development. I want to talk with people working and living in the middle of this transition. We'll start with the church. We're just in time for Sunday service. This is where I meet longtime parishioner Diana Morton.
Morning, everyone.
I am Diana. We are here at St. John Missionary Baptist Church.
Lord, we're going on our 66th year, and each and every Sunday we came here to praise your name, month after month and year after year, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord.
I've been going here since 50, probably 58. We didn't have a car, so we used to walk here every Sunday. Like all kids, I hated Sunday mornings because I had to get up early to be at Sunday school for 9 o'clock. We went to Sunday school, 11 o'clock service, 3 o'clock service, 6 o'clock service, and 7 o'clock service. So it was an all-day thing. You know, we had breaks in the middle for food, and there used to be a restaurant. We called it the Juke Joint because it had a jukebox. Now you're moving on up. The kids of the church used to tip off there in between Sunday school and church. And we used to play music and dance. And the older people in the church would notice most of their teenagers was gone. They found us. And they marched us back. But take away your good looks and all your fancy clothes. Back then, the Kentucky Fried Chicken across the street, that wasn't there. That was just a lot. There was a vacant lot, and then there was this little building. That's where we used to have junior church. In my teens, I loved being here. It was exciting. Everybody was really, really dressed up. And somebody would start a song over here or a song of breakout over there, and it was just like, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. That's how the congregation would respond with what this person just led with. And after he finishes his part, it says somebody else may start out with a song. And then somebody would shout and fall all over the place, and we'd kind of be waiting to see who was going to shout next. It was just exciting. It's changed a lot. Didn't have so many liquor stores on 3rd back then. And what I remember in the 60s, they wanted to put another liquor store, and our pastor said we need to march on City Hall because it's not a good thing for our people. It's going to bring the neighborhood down. More alcohol, more alcoholics, more people hanging out, more crime. That was the fear. And I do believe that they were right. Now, we don't have night service at all anymore. Because of so much violence in the neighborhood, people are afraid to come out at night. Thank the Lord, so far this month we're okay, but coming in this year, we had a lot of funerals. Seemed like one every week. We've had some funerals here for kids that's been killed out there. I believe the role of the church is to try to reach those people that you'll never see until there's another funeral. You'll never see them, you know.
Lord, we ask that you have mercy this morning. And then, Heavenly Father, we ask that you touch those that are on the street corners this morning, those behind prison walls, for we all have family members and friends that are still in darkness. We ask that you have mercy this morning.
The congregation has gotten much, much smaller. Honestly, because things are better for black people. Back in our day, when my parents' day, times were hard. You know, certain areas you could not move into because you weren't allowed. So people were thankful for every single thing that they got because they knew it was by the grace of God, because everything else seemed to be against them. Now people think that they can get things better on their own. Their need for God seems to be, has diminished because things are either so good or they're so bad that they're hopeless and they don't think that there's no hope to be found in church. And then there are more churches. There's a church on every corner. Whereas there was maybe two churches splitting the neighborhood, you've got 50 churches now. So every one of them has a few people.
I can have 50 members, but if I'm doing my best, I got a mega church. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. Because how many members at my church don't denote how close I am to God? God blesses me on my ability to handle what he gave me.
Yeah.
The neighborhood is changing, and this is not a black area anymore. There are more of everybody living in Bayview now. There's Orientals, there's Hispanics. Back in the day, this was a black church. Is it good to you? Is it good? It's an all-black church pretty much still, because they're not coming to this church because they're thinking that's a black church. But there's no race requirement. We're mostly black, but that don't mean you can't come. Christ loves you, and so do we.
That was guest Reverend Rainer Hillis and choir soloist Jackie Griffin. We also heard from Diana Morton at St. John's Baptist Church at 3rd and Gerald.
You'll come back next Sunday? Bring a friend.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You too.